Built over a busy downtown Dallas freeway, Clyde Warren Park offers visitors over 5 acres of green space to eat, play, and relax. Kit Sawyers is president of Clyde Warren Park, and she recently talked with Lee Cullum, host of the KERA-TV program CEO, about what makes the park a success and what's in the park's future.
It's really, really exciting. I mean, Clyde Warren Park has been embraced unlike any project in recent memory in Dallas. And so we are adding on to the area above Woodall Rogers between St. Paul and Ackard, and then also the U-turn area of Woodall Rogers. The Department of Transportation for Texas has abandoned or is abandoning that U-turn. And so that will turn into park space as well as a little area past that. So the park will be 6.4 acres instead of 5.2.
It looks terrific, but you always have something going on. And I gather that part of your mandate is to have even more going on, and that's why you need more money.
That's exactly right. To me, the most special thing about Clyde Warren Park is it truly is a place where all socioeconomic levels, all neighborhoods, all races, all ages, they're welcome in the park. They play together, they play in the fountains, they listen to poetry together. So not only having programming in the park that brings people there and that instills in people a sense of pride when they want to have visitors come to town, they take them to Clyde Warren Park. But we really want to have more and more diverse programming. We want the programming to be reflective of our city.
Properly funded, you could have something going on from 6 a.m. to nightfall every single day.
We could. Yeah.
And now you have, what, about, seems to me it's about 1,300, you said, in a year.
Yes.
So that's what, about two a day?
It breaks down to about two a day. We're structuring, we have about, you know, 2,000 to 3,000 visitors per day on nice weekends in the park. And so we're really, we're adjusting our structuring of that a little bit to have one event after another on the Saturdays and Sundays when we have the thousands and thousands of people in there. We also even just have this program called Imagination Playground, which are these big stuffed cubes that the children can just use their imagination with and move around and play with. And then we have a games cart where people can check out games for free, and they can play putt-putt, they can play foosball, they can throw a football around. So just the park is there waiting for them to take advantage of in whatever way they want, whether or not they're attending a program or just there to kick around with their friends and family.
You just said something very important, for free.
Everything there is free. Everything. There's only one or two days a year, really, that the park is closed for our annual fundraiser, that Park and Pallet event. Beyond that, the park is open, and every class is free, every yoga class, every fitness class. Everything is free other than the food trucks. You have to, you know, pony up a little bit for your yummy grilled cheese.
And are you getting a portion of the income from the food trucks? You mentioned income from the food trucks.
Yes. So we have a relationship with both the food trucks and the restaurant, Savor, that's in the park, and we get a percentage of their sales.
Well, now, parking is at the Dallas Museum of Art. A lot of your people park there, I know, because I went there one Saturday afternoon.
Good.
And had to go all the way down to the bottom like a bomb shelter because everybody, you know, all the other the places were taken because of the people in the park. Also, they were going not only to the park, they were going to the NYSHER, they were going to the DMA.
We are all focused, the arts district, we're all teaming together, and we meet regularly, the heads of the different arts district entities, and our staffs do as well, to really focus on connectivity and additional ways to get people to go from the park to the NYSHER. The school groups all do, and a lot of people do, but there's still surgical strikes sometimes that families will take, and they'll go to the Perot Museum, for example, and then they'll go home, or the DMA, and then they'll go home. We really want to increase that connectivity so people will truly understand that they need to spend the day in the arts district, and they're things going on in each of these different entities all day.